Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is a real concern as to the devastation that has been caused in Natal by the flooding. The effects of this year's flooding are still being felt after warnings from eThekwini Municipality and Talbot, a water treatment service company, stated that beaches along the Durban coastline and some rivers are not safe for use. How much of a problem is this? Ms. Renee van Wyk is a lecturer of environmental health at the University of Johannesburg. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
I am well, thank you. Is E. coli, first of all, what is E. coli? How much do I need to panic? Because I'm very, very nervous about these things.
Yeah, that's right. E. coli is short for Escherichia coli. It's a bacteria normally living in the intestines of people and humans. So humans and animals. And most E. coli are harmless,
right,
and actually are a very important part of healthy human intestinal tract. So we all have E. coli in our bodies.
Right.
However, some E. coli can be very bad, and it can cause illnesses. So if we find E. coli present in water, in our drinking water sources, which is a risk at the moment with the flooding that took place and all the debris and the runoff that ran into the rivers, a lot of organisms, microorganisms like E. coli can be found present in the water. And if we find E. coli in the water, it can be an indication of the water quality, the microbiological quality of the water.
So when you say finding it in the water, is that in our drinking water or is that in the rivers and on the beaches?
It can be in the rivers and on the beaches. And if in the event that, drinking water obviously goes through, our drinking water comes from some of our rivers, right, water sources, and it goes through a water treatment plant where it has to go through certain processes to make the water drinkable. So they would add chlorine, go through certain processes, and they would that's why this usual monitoring and testing of water quality at all times before it goes into the water treatment plant and even after it leaves the water treatment plant. In the case of KZN, for example, there is a risk of the E. coli, ending up in the rivers because fecal contamination and animal droppings, et cetera, is everywhere. So if water washes over it into our rivers, we can find the E. coli and other organisms present in the water in our rivers, which, a lot of our people are dependent on water streams, rivers, especially people that live in
more rural areas,
don't have water standpipes. Not everybody is as lucky to have water in their homes or tap to just open and have the security of clean drinking water.
Right. So the question is, in that area, in Natal, if you are using the drinking water, is it advisable to boil it, or is the quality of the water still, in terms of the drinking water, is that still fine, but just be aware of the rivers, for example?
A very good point that you're raising now, Howard. So in this case, many people are displaced, and they may be using water from streams, boreholes even, rivers. They need to boil the water so that it can kill the bacteria that might possibly be in the water, just for safety's sake. And alternatively, they can add chlorine. They can add also a jig and let it stand in, but it has to be done very carefully.
Yeah, I would imagine.
And it obviously also can stand in the sun to kill certain bacteria. But the best way is to boil the water and let it cool down, and then it can be safe for human consumption.
Right. And how long does it take generally to get this type of thing under control?
Oh, you mean in the environment?
In the environment, yes.
Okay, so that is a very difficult question to answer. But, we have obviously the normal water cycle. We have the sun that also assist with killing bacteria and other organisms. So obviously at the moment we are still cleaning up. It's a mop-up process within KZN. So pretty much, you know, the water should be treated as, you know, as contaminated
right.
at this point in time. It's better to be safe than sorry.
For sure.
Because it's going to take some time. Yeah.
Right. Absolutely right. It is 8:26. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem, talking about E. coli, the dangers that it has, especially in KwaZulu-Natal. That was René van Wyk, lecturer of environmental health at the University of Johannesburg. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.